Your soul came here to expand, to thrive, and to manifest the most incredible experiences. If you're struggling with personal power, wondering where you have to go to get some, if you desire deeper connection to the divine, I am here to show you how. I'm Jacqueline Hopper. I'm a soul expansion coach, energy healer, and best-selling author. I help people from all walks of life connect to their spiritual selves and support them with expanding the relationship they have with the universe. I support spiritual entrepreneurs who desire thriving businesses that make the money and impact they wish to make. This podcast combines everything I've learned during my own spiritual journey and my time working with hundreds of clients. It is my love letter to anyone who is yearning to harness the power that they possess inside. Welcome to The Sovereign Soul with Jacqueline Hopper.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, friends. Do I have a conversation to have with you today? Woo. It's actually going to be a little humorous, maybe. And I might find some... I don't know. When I hop on and press play for this amazing podcast space, it's almost like the guides consider it, spirit considers it an invitation to step in and add its pennies to the conversation. And so I always think I'm going to have a one-sided speak, and it ends up being a collective conversation in a lot more ways than just one. So I think we're going to have an amazing conversation today, and I'm giving myself permission to explore a little bit of the things that spirit might have to add to it. And I leave myself open to maybe being expanded or proved wrong. Like, listen, I'm good with this. Okay, so it all started, I'd say last week or a week before, when I had somebody ask me. He didn't actually ask me. He actually said to me, I find you to be very woo-woo. Now, at first, my ego kind of came in and was like, what the? What? Dude. No. Like, what? And it took a minute for me to recognize that, man, I needed him to define for me what woo-woo meant. Because honestly, it's something that I speak often, like during a live or during a program or in an in-person experience. Words matter. Words mean things. But we don't all go around assuming the same definition for the words. What's woo-woo to you might not be woo-woo to me. You know what I mean? And so I said, could you explain to me what your definition of woo-woo is? And essentially what he said, and very loving. I mean, this was a very loving conversation. I felt very safe in this conversation. But if I'm honest with you, I also felt like I wanted to prove things to him. I felt intrigued. I felt interested. I almost felt the devil ears rise, the horns, not the ears, the devil horns rising from my skull because it was like, ooh, let me bring you over here, my friend. And so he explained to me that in his mind, woo-woo is kind of like having concepts that are out there, having this conversation that he may or may not understand or resonate with in the moment, and that some of the things I was sharing with him kind of went over his head. Now, some people, they're intimidated by that. But some people are also like, I'm not intimidated by it, but listen, I need a minute to really think about this. I need a minute to really contemplate on this and see if it is something I resonate with or not. And I found it really interesting. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to have this conversation on the podcast, because if he finds me to be a bit woo-woo, I wonder if others might find me to be a bit woo-woo. My dog is down here and he's scratching right now, so forgive the collar in the background. But, you know, when I think about woo-woo, I think about, you know, people who don't necessarily harness the truth in a way that allows the energy that surrounds them to express that truth. In other words, they're not aligned to what they believe. I use crystals all the time. I'm surrounded by beautiful crystals because they amplify energy for me. I use oracle cards. I'm creating an oracle deck that'll be available soon. And I use these oracle cards as guides, as means and tools for clarification. If that makes me woo, I claim my woo-woo. But for me, being woo-woo actually means being out there in such a way that does not allow your spirit to be grounded in your body. And if you imagine yourself on a roller coaster, you're going up the roller coaster and you're like, woo. And then you're going down the roller coaster and you're like, woo. And it's just a ride. And people that may be woo-woo in my mind are those that are on the ride. And I don't find myself to be woo-woo. However, to others, I might, and I embrace that. You know, I use candles. I use crystals. I use affirmations. I command energy. But I'm also not tapped in a way that creates a sense of powerlessness for the people that come into my space. I am in an energy that allows people to feel the power of presence and the essence of the divine within all things that I choose to surround myself with, right? I tap into energy. I can see energy very clearly. And what I mean by that is I can see emotion. I can see personality. I can see characteristics. I can see what surrounds a being. And I use that information when guided, when given permission, to support the expansion of the light that's held within that being. Because when we go into the world, sometimes we have things that hold us back or that we begin to be restricted by. And so many people might look at someone who is woo-woo as someone that claims healing abilities. I am also a psychic, and I can very clearly see the external world and read what it sends back to me. I can tap into someone's future and see what it holds for them. But I don't do it from a future-telling type of way. I do it to support their soul with expansion to such a level that allows them to see for themselves the future that they hold and experience it too. Like, what are the steps you need to do, the healing you might have to experience, and the contracts you have to enter into in order to have what you desire in the future? I have deeply been on an intuitive journey for many years. Intuition is the means by which our inner being communicates with us. And so when we are tuning into something that feels really good to us, that's our inner being going, yes. And when we're feeling things that don't feel good, sometimes it's our inner being saying, this isn't for you, this isn't aligned. And so if the psychic gifts and the intuitive gifts and the healing gifts make me woo-woo, I guess I'm woo-woo. And I also think that people hide behind the words woo-woo out of fear. You see, because when we start to speak about powerful things, and also when we hold space for people to experience very powerful experiences, sometimes our ego gets in the way and says, she's speaking things that make no sense. She's speaking things that seem impossible. She's talking about things that go against this book or that book or this religion or that religion. And so because I don't want to stretch that far and I don't want to go there and actually think she's right or know what that might mean for me, that I'm just going to call her wicked woo-woo and place her in a category that just seems like, it's just not for me. And you know what? For those ones, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for putting me there because my desire is to support the people who are ready to step into energy and to step into healing and to step into power in ways they've never experienced it before. And also for women to begin to step into their sensuality in such a way that they begin to feel their self. That's the big S, in ways and at levels they've never experienced. The freedom, the beauty, the sense of love and expression that they've never been given permission by society or religion or the patriarchal system. I know there's so many women waking up right now and really recognizing that that's within them. And again, if that makes me woo-woo, I guess I'm woo-woo. But if you're someone listening to this and it's resonating, I don't know that it's woo-woo. I think that it's a transmission of energy from me to you that lets you know that, one, you're not alone. Two, it's absolutely possible for you. And three, you have a space that you can come to experience it for yourself and to gather the information, the healing, and the love that you need so that you can do what you came here to do as a soul. It's interesting because as I reflect back on that conversation with that gentleman, I entered into it as a opportunity perhaps to expand business in like a business meeting, so to speak, and what he had to offer and the things that he would share and, you know, strategy and things like that. And he's in a corporate world. And part of me is intrigued by that because I believe that we can work things like energy, male and female, left and right, black and white. I think you can meld corporate America and the spiritual community in a really beautiful way. I really do. And I think when we use the benefits of both areas, we become a very powerful brand. And so for him to be welcomed in, but then for me to realize actually why we were having the conversation, it didn't have anything to do with Jackie or her business. It had everything to do with potentially opening him up to realizing that there is something much bigger than him in the presence of his being on earth. There's something bigger than him that exists, and that he could give himself permission to expand beyond what that limited thinking. And I don't mean limited thinking in a bad way on his behalf, because I find this man to be extremely powerful and connected, and he's an amazing soul. But you don't know what you don't know until you're exposed to what you're supposed to be looking at. You feel me? I didn't know that that was a thing until you started to talk about it, but now I'm intrigued. I didn't realize that was something I could try until you gave me permission to try it, and I actually really enjoy that. You don't know what you don't know until you're ready. And when you're ready, the universe will orchestrate whatever it is having had prepared for you, whatever it is that's been prepared for you is going to come in for you to experience it, because that's the next level of expansion your soul is experiencing or desiring to have, you see. But nothing that I'm talking to you about is woo-woo. It's not far-fetched. It's not out there. It's not my seeing the world through a different pair of eyeballs than anyone else around me. But what it is my ability to translate and transmute energy in a different way than most people around me. And the benefit to that is grand. And as an earth healer, I'm an earth healer. An earth healer takes the energy that she connects to, he or she connects to, and alchemizes it. So where there's conflict, we alchemize it back to love. Where there's pain, we alchemize it back to love. Where there's stress or where there is constriction, we alchemize it back to love. That's not woo-woo. And so when my team said to me, we really want you to do a podcast episode on why you're not woo-woo, part of me was like, you know, there's aspects of what people believe woo-woo to be that I really resonate with. You bet your bottom dollar, if you come to a retreat of mine or you're entered into a program with me, you'll get a massive amount of crystal and you'll get a massive amount of oils and you'll get a massive amount of card reading, because we use them as the tools that they were made to be used as. We don't give our power away. We don't expect the crystals to heal us or the oils to heal us or the cards to tell us which way to go. No, we know when we're connected to the inner being that we already have the answers that we're seeking and that these tools will just support our journey. By no means are you woo-woo if you like those things. There's so much more that I want to dive into. There's so many areas that I want to reflect upon. And I guess I want to take a moment in the lineup of these podcast episodes to say to you that there is many things evolving within me. And I have great joy in experiencing the evolution because it only means that there will be massive value added to all the spaces, most certainly this podcast, because as I bring my thoughts, my reality, but also my thoughts into this space, it isn't to influence you, to my view. It's to expose you to what's actually around you and what's real. Love is the only thing that is real. And so love is the only thing that we will lead you back to. There's so much that I want to be able to call out of the shadow, to bring it to the light, to transmute it into love. So for those of you who have struggled with depression or anxiety, for those of you who have struggled with religious beliefs that you no longer feel are yours, for those of you who have struggled with relationships that you are facing the realization that you have to exit from, or you're grieving the loss of the relationship you thought you'd always have, stay with me because there's going to be a lot of conversation held with massive amount of love and with the utmost care and compassion. Because you don't know what you don't know until you're ready to hear it. And what I've been shown about the energy of 2023 is that you are ready to hear it. And that this year is going to debunk and demystify the things that we were hiding behind or the things we were made to believe we had to hide behind. And we will start to expand, not from left to right, but from bottom to top, expansion, ascension, transcendence. It's all going to be the energy of 2023. So with that, friends, I will leave you. Maybe from a woo-woo space. Maybe not. But I do hope that this finds you questioning maybe what your definition is of woo-woo. Maybe how you view the spiritual world and how you connect to all the gifts the spiritual world holds for you. Until next time. Have you been feeling the intuitive hits coming your way? Have you been itching to learn more about what this life is really all about? Have you become aware of things that have been holding you back from really satisfying yourself in life? And I don't mean just in the area of the body, but emotionally and energetically and spiritually. Have you started really hearing or maybe feeling the calling of the universe? The calling that is asking you to start stepping into your power, healing the things that have been holding you back from thriving experience here on earth. Have you been guided to investigate more of those gut hunches, the intuition, and what it's been speaking to you? Are you ready to step into your psychic power so that you can use it as the gift that it is to support the lives that you affect every day? If you're ready for more, and you're ready to expand and ascend in the most incredible ways, my 8-month coaching program is the container that will help you do so. I will not be your healer. I will not be your psychic. And I most certainly am not going to be your intuitive tool. I, however, will hold such great space so that you can witness the power that you possess, that you have always possessed, so that you can make your reality what you live every single day. I will hold a safe space for your inner being to expose themselves more and more as you connect. And I will bring in the energy of the universe, of source, of God, of the divine intelligence, so that you can begin to see yourself in ways that perhaps you've not been able to see. During our 8 months together, we will venture through anything that is holding you back, limiting beliefs, energetic healing. We will also be expanding your intuitive muscle so that you trust yourself more and so that the confidence that I know lies within you, you can begin to see. And we will most certainly start helping you see where you are already recognizing energy all around you You know the energy in the room. You know when someone's fooling around. You know when someone's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. You know these things, and there's power in knowing these things. Let me show you where, and let me show you how. The other amazing thing about my 8-month coaching program is that it also includes an experience in Ireland. If you have wanted to travel to Ireland, this 8-month coaching program will also include an amazing retreat that will be held this June in Ireland. All you'll have to do is get yourself there, friend. Come on over to JacquelineHopper.com. Hit the contact me button. Let's set up a call so we can talk a little bit more about it. I know you're ready. I know you're ready. You might be a little scared, but there's no need to be. When you witness your power, when you expand into more, when the abundance you've been calling in is finally realized, you'll thank yourself, I promise. I'll talk to you soon.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, share, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It makes it so much easier for others to find the show. Until next week, all my love.